Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how many Jews in Bulgaria were saved from the Nazis, and who was instrumental in saving them? Dr. Marcel Israel is a Sephardic Jew who was born in Plovdiv, Bulgaria, and now lives in Spain. He's the former president of the Jewish Community of Bulgaria and currently the secretary and coordinator of international relations for the National Council of Religious Communities in Bulgaria. He's also active in Religions for Peace Europe, where he's advisor to the president of that organization. Dr. Israel is a speaker of Ladino, also known as Judesmo, and an advocate for the preservation of that language. He has lectured in many countries, including the United States, Turkey, Brazil, Argentina, and Venezuela, as well as in Bulgaria and Spain. Dr. Israel spoke with us about the history, culture, and language of the Sephardic Jews in Bulgaria.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today. You are from Bulgaria. Can you tell us first about the history of the Jews in Bulgaria when they arrived? I'm talking about the Sephardic community mostly.
Thank you very much. The first proven Romaniot Jews presence in North Bulgaria dates to the 3rd century. Then, later on, there was a community in the city of Nicopolis on the Danube in the 10th century. And some Ashkenazim came in 1376 and 1470, came from Hungary and Bavaria. So there was a quite important presence of Jews in Bulgaria. At the time of the conquest of Bulgaria by the Ottomans in 1396, multiple Jewish communities already existed in many cities in Bulgaria.
Now, when you say multiple Jewish communities, were these communities belonging to the same culture? Did they have a relationship with each other?
The same culture. They were Romaniot, you know, the Greek Jews, and also Ashkenazim. So, the first Sephardim came to Bulgaria in 1494, after the expulsion from Spain. They came through Salonika, through Bosnia and through Macedonia, and built their own communities in Bulgaria.
Did they go to Bulgaria because they knew there were other Jewish communities there? Were they kind of welcomed, or did they just go on their own?
As we all know, the Ottoman Empire was very friendly. They invited the Jews. They said the Sultan at that time, his name was Bayezid II, he said, oh, I need those people. So they were very friendly. So the Sephardic people, the Sephardic Jews, they settled in the whole Ottoman Empire. That's why Salonika, Bosnia, Macedonia. So they come also over to Bulgaria.
And did they have much of a relationship with the, let's say, the Ashkenazi Jews or the other Jews?
At that time, we don't have any documents, but not. Because they spoke Ladino, and also they were very fastly integrated also in the life of the neighborhoods and so on. Also, during the Ottoman Empire, the Sephardic communities had a very favorable development. For example, in the 18th and 19th centuries, they started migrating for business reasons Danube upstream to Vienna and Budapest and built there also Sephardic communities. So the Sephardic life at that time was quite closed.
Well, when they arrived, as you said, they arrived because of the expulsion from Spain, and Bulgaria, I guess unlike Turkey, had a large Christian community too.
Yeah.
How was their relationship with the Christians, considering the fact that the Catholic Church had expelled them from Spain?
During five centuries of Ottoman Empire, the Christian Church was also under the Turks. They were also not very active because the Turks were there. The first religion was the Muslims. So there was no relationship between the Christians and the Jews, but just a friendly coexistence.
You mentioned that in the 18th century they started to migrate for business reasons. Then how did they evolve? How did they?
They did their business. They did their business in the Balkans, in the Ottoman Empire, and also they did a lot of business between the Ottoman Empire and the Habsburg Empire. And the main products they were selling, and it was coffee and tobacco. Coffee and tobacco. So they built very important Sephardic communities in Vienna and in Budapest. Unfortunately, they were all killed by the Nazis.
Yes, tell us about what happened in Bulgaria during the Holocaust, because I think that's really fascinating.
You know, during the Shoah, Bulgaria was the only country where the total Jewish population was saved. 48,000 Jews and also 160,000 Roma gypsies were saved. So nobody died. Nobody perished. Just the second country which the Jews were saved was Denmark. But not the totality of the Jews in Bulgaria. 48,000 Jews were saved totally.
Which is interesting because Bulgaria was an ally of Nazi Germany.
Bulgaria was an ally, and also Bulgarian troops invaded also Macedonia and Thrace, Aegean Thrace. So, unfortunately, the Jews in Macedonia and in the Aegean Thrace, they all died in Treblinka and Auschwitz. But in the territory of Bulgaria, the 48,000 Jews were saved.
How did that happen?
So, this is the most important factor. There are many factors, but the most important factor is the Bulgarian civil society. The Bulgarian, they didn't want their, citizens Jews to be deported. That was the Bulgarian civil society, the Orthodox Church, all religious communities. King Boris is also a very positive, passive, but important factor. The churches and the religious communities and also the parliament. So they never gave them out.
Were Jews involved in the government at all? Were they members of the parliament?
No, they were not at that time because they were laws. They were in Bulgaria, there were anti-Semitic laws, so they didn't allow Jews to be in the government and also in the parliament. But the Bulgarian people, the civil society was very friendly. So this is the most important factor for the saving of the Bulgarian Jews on the territory of Bulgaria only. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the contribution of the Bulgarian Jews to Bulgarian culture in general.
The contribution is very, very important, the culture. The Bulgarian Sephardim are proud, really proud of their contribution to the Bulgarian national culture. Some outstanding and famous Bulgarian Sephardic Jews, if you permit me to mention their names. First one is the Nobel Prize winner for literature, Elias Canetti. He was born in Ruse, and he is the most famous Sephardic Jew from Bulgaria. Then, the famous expressionist painter, Jules Pasquin. His name was Mordechai Pinchas. He used to work in Paris and died in Paris. A very important painter. Actors in the theater and in the cinema, like Leo Conforti and Luna Davidova. Very important. A very important opera singer at the Scala di Milano, Raffaele Arier. He was born in Plovdiv. Very important poets, like Valery Petrov. His name was Valery Nisim Mevorach. Screenplay writers like Angel Wagenstein, his mother was Sephardic, and theater directors like Bojan Danovsky, his name was Bohor Danon. They are all of Bulgarian Sephardic origin.
And tell us a little bit about the language, because I know that you speak Judesmo or Ladino.
Yeah. The language, Ladino was the main language of the Jews in Bulgaria. They all spoke Ladino.
Which they kept speaking for 500 years.
Yeah, 500 years. They all kept this language and spoke Ladino at home, also in the synagogue. Even more, the rabbis, the outstanding rabbis, very important rabbis, like Rabbi Daniel Zion, Zichrono Levracha. They wrote books with the prayers, the brachot, in Ladino for the people to be able to understand. So they spoke all Ladino. Unfortunately, today there are very few people speaking Ladino, but we are doing a lot of efforts to keep this language, to give the possibilities to young people to make PhD, for example, thesis or the universities or summer schools, to keep this language alive.
Was it also written not just in the prayer books, but did it also have a literature there?
Yeah. Look, in 1938, there were 53 newspapers and magazines in Bulgaria, all written in Ladino. 53. In Bulgaria, there were about 7 or 8 theaters where they gave performances in Ladino. Can you imagine Hamlet in Ladino, for example? Hamlet in Ladino. So it was a real Jewish Sephardic life.
Tell us about the community today, the Jewish community today in Bulgaria.
The Jewish community today is, look, as we already spoke about the Holocaust, you know, the saving of the Bulgarian Jews, 48,000 Jews were saved. But in the 50s, after the establishment of the Jewish state in Israel, Eretz Israel, 43,000 immigrated.
Wow.
43,000, a mass immigration to Israel.
Was that because the situation in Bulgaria was anti-Semitic, or was it
no,
economic?
No, because they didn't want, they were saved and they loved the Bulgarian people, but they didn't want to live in communism, under the communism. So after the establishment of the State of Israel, they got this opportunity to go to Israel.
So they didn't have a problem leaving Bulgaria?
No, they have, uh-huh. But the Jewish agency helped with money and everything for that. So 43,000 Jews immigrated to Israel. So the population in 1956, for example, was about 5 or 6,000. And today is the community, it's a very small community of 3,000 Sephardic Jews. 3,000, also some Ashkenazic and so on. Living in 16 bigger and smaller cities, in 16, so small communities, smaller communities. They are led by an organization of the Jews in Bulgaria, called Shalom, they are organized by an organization, Shalom, regarding their cultural and political life, and by the Central Council of the Jewish Religious Communities in Bulgaria. So there is a religious life, and there is also cultural and political. There is Shalom, and also the National Council of the Central Council of the Jewish Religious Communities. In fact, the Jewish population in Bulgaria is in certain manner growing today. Why? Because of some Jews immigrating from other countries to Bulgaria. For example, the ex-Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
They are coming. Ashkenazic Jews, Ashkenazim coming to Bulgaria. Not that much, but they are coming. Some of them belong to our community centers, others to Ror Chabad Lubavitch, which is also very strong and established in Bulgaria. Also Lubavitch is strong in Bulgaria. So those Jews, they go to mostly to Lubavitch.
Have any Jews emigrated to Bulgaria from Turkey?
No. No, the community in Turkey is very important, not from Turkey, but maybe from, to my information, from some from the countries like Syria and so on. But they go to Turkey, they go to Israel normally.
Mm-hmm.
The immigration to Bulgaria normally is from the ex-Soviet Union, Ashkenazic Jews from Kazakhstan and so on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are they known to practice particular professions?
Yeah. For example, occupation. Most of them, for example, of the Jews in Bulgaria, they have a higher academic education, medical doctors, engineers, natural scientists, you know, physicists and so on, lawyers, and some politicians. Politicians from 2001 until 2005, the Minister of Foreign Affairs was a Sephardic Jew, Dr. Solomon Passy. Now, it's important to know about the communities, the financial support. The community in Bulgaria gets an extraordinary good financial support from the JDC, you know, in New York. Moreover, the organization Shalom has got over the country, in Bulgaria, some properties to rent. Not that much, but rent. That's why there is a quite good Jewish cultural life in Bulgaria. For example, there is a very high quality primary and secondary Jewish school in Sofia. Very nice and a very high level, supported by Ronald Lauder Foundations and the well-known worldwide ORT, ART organization.
Do children go to those schools from all over Bulgaria?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also Bulgarian children, they go to this school. It's a very well-known, very high-level school. And then, once again, Judaism, language today, young people, you know. Judaism language is being kept at least alive. There is a club, Ladino, but very ancient people. They used to give sometimes speeches and performances, you know. They have twice a week gatherings in order to speak and try to revive this real jewel of the Jewish people, the language Ladino. Now, we are trying to get also younger people involved in Judaism by summer schools, getting and promoting possible fellowships for younger scholars or PhD students in order to work on Ladino's linguistics.
Since the community is really very small, you mentioned, and it's very dispersed throughout the country, how do you see the future of the Jews in Bulgaria?
The future depends on the faith, if they feel Jewish, and so on, and also of the financial support.
Is there a lot of intermarriage?
A lot of intermarriage, but there is also Girut. There are also Bulgarians, Bulgarian people, Bulgarian young people. They get Girut, convert to Judaism, mm-hmm. but they have to go to Israel for this reason, because in Bulgaria it's not possible. But it's also a process of conversion of Bulgarian people, maybe 20 or 30 a year. The question of the existence of this community is more or less a financial, question. We need this support, financial support, and it's very important. But once again, the question of survival or development of the Jewish community is a question of faith.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.